The country that I want. So I just find it a bit weird how almost in every interview people ask me, do you want to go back?
Thank you so much for being with us, but the show is ending. Plestia Alakad, The Eyes of Gaza, is her new book.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Mondays can be a tough day. But would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its fourth.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Calling all graduate and professional students at Queen's University. The SGPS, your student government, is holding a by-election to elect a new Vice President of Finance and Services. Voting days occur October 9th and 10th, and ballots will be sent by email to all SGPS members via Simply Voting. Learn more about your candidates and the election by visiting sgps.ca and at Queen's SGPS on Instagram.
Good evening. We are Screamin' Sins, and you're listening to CFRC
101.9
FM.
Boy, that means a messy commute home for a few Staten Islanders, right,
yeah,
Joanna?
Yeah, it sure does. Now, I am here with a local resident who has been watching the situation closely. His name is Nandor...
Nandor the Relentless.
Nandor De Laurentiis. Now, Nandor, have you seen an incident in this area like this before?
Not since the Great Flood in 1892, Joanna. That was a big boy.
1892. Oh.
Silly me, not 1892. 1992.
Yeah, I was going to say 1892. Give me this guy's skincare secrets.
Because 1892 was a year that was not in my human lifespan, but 1992 most definitely was. It's 2023 now, and it was 1992 then. And I've been living in Staten Island for many centuries.
What
out to find her gone, and a note says only after dark.
Spice.
Oh God, that is truly terrifying. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your Halloween headquarters for this month.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Simone.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you're back. You missed a great show last week. We are into October. Welcome
back. Yes, we are. We are. It's your month.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
Yes.
We're in part two of our Indie Wake Up Wednesday Halloween extravaganzas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes. Station to the nation.
You got it.
Yes.
And
it's this, what is it, spooktacular? Is that what you would say?
Yeah, that is what I would say.
That is what you would say.
Simone's back. She was off last week. She's barely like such a good sport coming into, you know, humor me with my Halloween nonsense.
To humor you indeed.
But this is a quest because this is it's a quest because this is my holiday, not yours.
Mm-hmm, and it is yours.
On Queen's University campus to get educated.
Okay.
Could educate you, Simone.
Edumacated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today on the program, we're going to be talking about Freddy Krueger later.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I have a few things to say about him.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking, we're not going to, you know, get too crazy on Halloween just yet because it is Thanksgiving this coming weekend.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Let's talk about that.
We're going to talk about turkey time from our amazing sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. She didn't forget.
I did forget.
We're going to talk about what's going on in Simone's amazing life.
Okay.
You got a lot of irons in the fire right now. You're a hot commodity.
Hot.
And we're lucky to have you.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm hot chocolate is
exactly.
What I am.
And you still come down to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well,
wouldn't miss it. Yeah. I love CFRC.
Well, welcome back. We've missed you down here. Down here in the tombs of Carruthers Hall.
Yeah, it is a little cool. I'm glad I brought a sweater.
It's because it's the ghost. That's what's going on.
It's chilling.
Absolutely. And it's chilling with us. You got to stay here till 10 a.m. We're also going to be talking about events in and around Kingston, Ontario. If you're a performative male, we're going to talk about that.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we're also going to talk about, nerd stuff.
Okay.
Because we always talk about nerd stuff.
Always.
Always, always, always. I guess without further ado, we'll get back to the tune so that you and I can get out there and, you know, have some breakfast.
Yeah.
So we just heard from Tito and the Tarantula with After Dark. That was from the From Dusk Till Dawn soundtrack.
Oh. Ah! I remember that, eh? Oh, George Clooney, right?
Yeah. That's right. Oh, my. Whoa. What am I? Yeah, the student has become the master. We're going to keep things moving and a grooving with a swing and a miss from John Fogerty and CCR. This is the 1986 pop rock tune that they did called Eye of the Zombie.
Okay.
And just a warning, CFRC listeners, it's terrible.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And let's do it. Happy almost Halloween, Simone.
Okay, let's go.
I'm the zombie. a childish guise to hide captivated eyes. This drunken hopeful's longing resides. Drenched in wine, I'll cease to pine, invigorated by what isn't mine. On this, a happy Halloween. No ghosts or goblins, just a pretty face. No doubt or reason, just the right time and place. No before, no after, only in between. On this happy Halloween. So we'll dance until there's not a rug left, with a reckless abandon that allows this theft. No happily ever after, just another stiff drink. Drown my desire in whiskey and watch me sink. Oh, night of candy, oh, night of fear. Oh, night that I'll forever revere. For what'll be gone and what I'll miss after such a happy Halloween. So let my infatuation know no bounds as I exemplify resolve that astounds. Knowing there is nothing more might never be than this happy Halloween. So we'll dance until there's not a rug left, with a reckless abandon that allows this theft. Happily ever after, just another stiff drink. Drown my desire in whiskey and watch me sing. Childish guise to hide captivated eyes. This drunken hopeful's longing resides. Drenched in wine, I'll cease to pine, invigorated by what isn't mine. On this, a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Patch in the middle of the night.
You've missed trick or treat, and now you're going to miss the Halloween party.
What a way to spend Halloween.
Little ghost, won't scare the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't be much to please you, and it's nothing down to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect a specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I awoke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition. But because of my condition,
cash for your bones. Too many bones? Not enough cash? Call Cashbone! Ribs, skulls, spines, even certain tiny ear bones. The leg bones connected to the Cashbone!
I could be responsible for the right to protect. If the fuck it is a beast, live a life with surrender. Their minds moving inside the eye. You can't make them change. Sometimes they just die. See you in the bone guy. Shoot me out.
Simone. We're back from beyond the grave.
Oh, thank goodness.
Welcome back, ladies and germs. My name's Jeff the Spooky Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan. I'm just...
No, you're Simone the Moan. Right? You got to lean into it now.
Oh, I do?
It's October now.
I know.
It's Rocktober. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm happy to be back. Sort of, I think.
CFRC, the place to be. Simone loves Halloween. It's her favorite holiday.
You know I don't like Halloween.
I know. That's why I lay it on real thick.
You slay it on so thick.
That's why Indie Wake Up Wednesday is your Halloween headquarters. And don't get me wrong. If you're just tuning in and you're a new listener here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday, we're not just playing the Monster Mash over and over again. We're like, I'm digging deep and finding like your, if you've got a Halloween party that you're planning, we've got the playlist for you.
Oh, do you?
Every Wednesday, tune in.
Oh,
and
okay.
Find some good music that you may not have heard before.
Okay.
Some unsung heroes, like we just heard The Flesh Eaters with their 1981 classic, See You in the Boneyard. I can tell my throat's going to be sore by the end of today.
I think so.
Before The Flesh Eaters, we heard The White Stripes with their classic ditty, Little Ghost. Not too shabby. From the Paranorman soundtrack, which I think Paranorman is getting re-released into theaters this month. Fantastic movie, Simone agrees. We had Dog is Blue with Happy Halloween, and we opened it up with John Fogerty and CCR and their big swing, Eye of the Zombie. It wasn't as bad as I thought. It was a pretty good little pop rock
nice
tune.
Nice little ditty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of nice little ditties, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for coming in, Simone.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
This time of morning, we usually like to talk about what's going on in our lives.
Yes.
So what, like, I do nothing with my life. But what's going on with yours?
What's going on in my life?
Yeah, come on, something's going on.
Something's going on. Well, I certainly had a great times in Toronto recently for my art exhibition.
Do tell.
A group exhibition under the umbrella of an organization called Art in Motion. And this show is called Eco Art Expressions.
Okay.
And so the focus was just creating art that is sustainable and good for the environment.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this is on exhibition now.
It's on exhibition now from October 4th to November 9th.
Okay. So
you can go anytime. Well, not anytime. But Tuesday, I believe Tuesdays to Sundays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. At Withrow Gallery.
And that's in Liberty Village in TO?
That's at 200 Princes Boulevard, Toronto.
Okay. Is that down in Liberty Village? Like that neighborhood
that
down by the water?
That is an exhibition place.
Yeah. It's close by there, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Excellent. So if you're in the Big Smoke, as they call it, get down there. One more time. What's the gallery and what's the details?
Withrow Gallery. Okay. 200 Princes Boulevard.
Yep.
It's called Eco Art Expressions by Art in Motion.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So how many works did you like do for this particular?
I submitted two pieces.
Yeah. And how many
so
other?
There's over 22 artists all together, and you'll see everyone's pieces.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was great. They had a DJ. They had music. They had food.
I've been following your Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, you've been posting some pretty wild videos.
Yeah. So I'm trying. I'm trying my hand at the Instagram.
Yeah.
At the computer.
Computron. Yeah.
you
what know? The kids say.
Yeah. Trying my hand at it, and it's slow going. Just trying to learn how to even just do anything.
Fun. Amazing.
But I am trying my best.
Well, you've got more important things than computer stuff.
So trying to film what I'm up to. Last night I made get ready for bed.
What? Amazing.
Little video of it was just me like washing my face.
You're a content creator.
I worked on that.
Nice.
So I'm like, okay, like I'll watch what the kids are doing. It's like, how are they doing this? It's like a everything strung together. It looks like a little films. Do you know what I mean? That they're creating, and I have no idea how they're doing it. So I have to just try.
Yeah.
Just keep trying different things, having fun with it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So let's give a shout out to your many Instagram handles. You've got a couple.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So one is called In the Art of Simone, just how it's spelled, InArtOfSimone.
Okay. Yep.
In the Art of Simone, which is a 40 plus fashion, just fashion and beauty.
Yeah.
Be over 40. If you're over 40, own it. Don't be afraid of it. It's fine. You can still look good.
Well,
you still have fun.
It's deceiving though because you look like you're under 20. But
right?
Okay.
Okay, so that's in the Art of Simone. The other one is my CFRC, so yeah. Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio, which is how you spell it, SimoneTheMoanAtCFRCRadio.
Amazing. Okay.
And so that's all like CFRC community, also community events and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right? You'll see that type of content. And then finally, my Simone Otley Art, which is me, and it's, I just talk about my art, everything art, visual arts related. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So many ways to find out what's going on.
Which is SimoneOtleyArt.
Nice.
Simone Otley Art.
So check
those
it out.
Are the three main ones. And I have, let's see, Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio.
Yep.
That's on. That has a Facebook as well, and then Simone Otley Art that has a Facebook as well. But they're a little bit quiet right now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But you've got a lot of irons in the fire, which is why I'm always so surprised that you still come down here, especially during October.
I don't know why I'm here during October with your craziness. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Like we said, it's because Halloween is not your month, and you're down in Queen's University campus where it's all about education. You're gonna get learned. We're gonna learn you good.
I'm gonna be learned.
Yeah, we're going to learn you right down here. Also because our amazing sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods provide some great quality snackage for your breakfast. So we're going to talk about that next break.
Okay.
Because we got some turkey talk to talk about.
Yeah.
Some gobble gobble chop
some
talk.
Luella.
And some Luella.
Yeah.
We're talking about Luella, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Well, we're going to get back to the tunes. Like I said, if you're just joining us, it's CFRC Indie Wake Up Wednesday. And it's part two of your Rocktober Halloween specials.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep things moving and a-grooving with a track from the What We Do in the Shadows soundtrack.
Ooh, What We Do in the Shadows?
Oh, that's a great show.
Ooh, What's Done in the Dark.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
This is No Vampires Remain in Romania. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Dracula, spectacular. This is not your weekend in Vegas. This is not your selfie obscura. I am not your tour guide of Barry. This is not West Hollywood on Thursday. I am not your object to art. I am not your sepia heyday. This is not the moment we part. The vampire. Remain in Romania, no vampires. Remain in Romania. Don't walk alone in Transylvania. No vampires. Remain in Romania, no vampires. Remain in Romania, no vampires. Remain in Romania. Don't walk alone in Transylvania. Not your sanctioned behavior. I am not the disease or the cure. Romania, no vampires. Remain in Romania.
see you for a minute?
These students are starting to suspect their teachers are from another planet. Guess what?
Now we're gonna have some fun.
They're right. Now, these six students won't just question authority. They'll have to destroy it.
No way!
The faculty.
Please report to the principal's office.
Rated R. In theaters everywhere, Friday.
And remake into the most monstrous monsters imaginable.
Now for the test.
It works!
Monster Face comes with everything shown here.
It's alive! It's alive!
That was the head coaties.
Wow.
Great reaction, Simone.
Wow.
Welcome back to CFRC, your spooktacular headquarters, all Rocktober long, where you, Simone, and the rest of Kingston are tolerating me.
That's exactly what's happening right now. Toleration.
Yeah.
Tolerance.
Thanks for coming along, everybody. It's our spooky Halloween special number two. That was the head coaties with Monkey's Paw right here on CFRC. Mm-hmm. Love it so much. Before the head coaties, we had the Quests and Shadows in the Night, old school rockabilly. We had White Horse with their classic Devil's Got a Gun, and we opened it up with King Luan and No Vampires Remain in Romania. That's debatable. It's gotta be. It's Romania.
Romania?
It's gotta be vampires in Romania.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in Romania.
Here's a question for you.
What goes on in Romania stays in Romania?
Oh, maybe. Ooh. Yeah, it's because they're all vampires. If you had a monkey's paw, what would your first wish be? Knowing that it's probably going to be a cursed wish.
A cursed wish?
Yeah, it's a game. You get a dead monkey's paw, and you get like five wishes. Every time you wish, one of the fingers, you know, curls shut. But it's usually one of the...
Oh, my God. I'd be terrified.
Yeah?
Terrified.
So you'd wish for like a nightlight?
No, I would be pleading the blood of Jesus on that. I'd just be so scared. Like, that would be... Okay, but I think we've gone through this. I told you the story about my blanket, right?
No.
You don't remember me telling you my blanket story?
Please do.
Okay, so I was in preschool or something like that. I don't know the age, maybe five or six or something like that.
Yeah.
In like kindergarten or something like that. But I think it was like a preschool because we had a nap time.
Yeah.
Right? So we had these little cots, these mini cots that we would sleep on, and you would have, everyone has their own little blanket, right? And we were all eating our lunch, right? This is just before nap time. And I looked on my bed and it started to raise up just like a ghost.
What?
Like the blanket just raised like
it looked like a Casper
pushed it all the way up, and
oh,
it was like billowing on top of my bed.
You know why? because the teacher didn't like you and they put your cot right above the air conditioning vent.
No, man, no. This is like my bed. Like, it was just like we were all looking at it. The teachers were there. The students, everyone was like, what is happening? We were so scared. So the teacher, she creeps over and she grabs the blanket.
And nothing. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's for you. That's okay, why it's so cold down here.
So you wonder why, like...
why you're not so enthused.
I don't make so enthused about these things.
Oh, that's
these
a good one.
Are like, yeah.
That's
so
creepy. I like that.
That was a really creepy one.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wonder it's so cold down here. You're bringing the spooks, bringing the spirits.
No, so to me, like, this stuff is, like, real. And it's not to be trifled with, not to be, like, it's no...
I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt today. I'm all about trifling with this stuff. I'd love to have something like that happen.
You would love
it. Yeah, that'd be
cool. You would love it? Oh, my goodness.
Because, like, it'd be like, hey, if I had a ghost in my apartment, that would be like having a roommate that would, like, hang out.
A roommate?
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be paying rent, I guess, but, like, they could do stuff for me, like,
Do you think the ghosts want to help you?
Well, I mean, it'd have to be, like, a nerd ghost. Like, what if it's, like, the ghost of a nerd?
A nerd ghost?
Helpful nerd ghost! That's our new TV show, Simone! I think you just nailed it.
Just goes around doing little tasks for you, who's, like, some kind of task rabbit ghost?
Like, the bros next door are too loud, so the helpful nerd ghost goes over and, like...
It's always been my understanding that these ghosties, or whatever, spirits, are there to harass and torment you.
I always thought it was like they had unfinished business and they're trying to like get your attention to help them like solve a thing that they need solved so they can move on to like, you know.
Move on to where?
Like heaven or whatever, you know?
Do you think the ghosts go to heaven?
Yeah, like that's what I always thought was that like the ghost is haunting someone because there's something from their past life that they're trying to like solve.
So the ghosts are in purgatory?
Yeah. And like this is
a purgatorium?
Maybe we don't even exist, Simone. Maybe we're just...
This is a simulation, as they are saying now all the time?
It's all connected.
Okay.
Nerd stuff! I love it so much. I don't know. I want a nerd ghost roommate.
You want
roommate.
A nerd
That'd be a lot
ghost
of fun.
Roommate.
Just
of
to chill.
Of course you do.
Because I could be like...
To hang up your clothes?
Like, let's say I'm sitting on the couch.
To shine your shoes?
Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch. I got my bowl of Fruit Loops, but I'm sitting there for too long because I'm watching cartoons, and the milk gets warm. I could say, ghost buddy, put your finger
goodness.
In my milk and chill it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're on to something.
Well,
if you know any nerd ghosts...
I just want to tell my friend Garth, who's so excited. He called me yesterday. He's like, what time are you on?
Oh, yeah?
And so I told him, so I apologize for the scars.
I think it's fun. When listeners talk about the show off air with me, I tell them not to listen in October. No. I'm like, oh, yeah, tune in Wednesdays. It's fantastic. Except October, because we're going crazy.
But Jeff loses his mind.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Like I said, I am a little crazy about Halloween, and it's still a few weeks away, so we need to focus hard.
So let me ask you this. Okay, do you know what you're going to wear? Do you have a costume idea?
Tell you what, we will wrap about that next break.
Okay.
Because we have events next break, but this break I can't jump the gun. We've got to talk turkey.
That's right.
Thanksgiving is this weekend.
That's right. Thanksgiving is this weekend, and it's a great time to be with your family.
Absolutely.
If you'd like.
Or if you're a student and like you're from abroad and you're hanging around, have a Friendsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what you should do is you should call Old Farm Fine Foods, our amazing sponsors.
Right.
And get yourself a turkey.
Right.
Old Farm takes reservations for amazing free-run turkeys. Mm-hmm. They come in fresh. They're coming in on Friday.
And they're coming in cold, not coming in hot.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the nerd ghost comes in handy. Get your name on the list. The turkey hotline is 613-546-3276. The list is filling up fast. It's a limited amount because Old Farm only has so much space,
mm-hmm.
so much manpower.
Yeah.
So we're getting a limited amount and it is filling up quickly. So call up the line or check us out online and reserve your bird.
Okay. Reserve your bird.
Because they're absolutely delicious. I get one every year.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
They're
not so good.
Yeah. They're not your grandma's butterballs.
Right. This is top of the line.
Real birds. Like they're pasture raised. Free run, for those that don't know, is basically the same as free range, where they get to run around in the pasture and eat bugs and do their thing. But it's not technically free range. People get confused because free run basically means they're outside with a giant chain link dome over them so that they're outside, but then wild birds don't fly in and get them sick.
Right.
That's what free run is. People like always raise an eyebrow, like, what do you mean it's not free range? I'm like, it is.
It is, but they're kind of protected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From punk birds.
punk birds.
All these punk birds.
The riffraff birds.
They're outside the fence and be like, hey, bro, come here. I got I got some worms
for you.
Yeah, they don't. That's what I was going to say. Punk birds don't mess with old farm birds.
You know, offering watches underneath their wing.
Amazing.
Like watches.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's a good Halloween costume idea. Punk turkey. Nice. We're onto something here.
Okay.
Just think of a turkey with a leather jacket and call old farm.
There you go.
And get yourself a bird.
Right on.
They're non-punk birds. Bird's the word. So I hope you guys have a nice Thanksgiving. There's also amazing other things at Old Farm Fine Foods. They're doing individual turkey dinners if you're going to fly solo, which is also delicious.
Yeah,
delicious. Like, I find Thanksgiving's a holiday, but it's a lesser holiday. So I don't think it's make a huge...
Lesser holiday.
It's a lesser holiday. So if you don't want to make a big deal out of it, just go to Old Farm, get yourself a little turkey pot pie, and have yourself a nice evening.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Fine leather goods. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we better get back to the tunes. It's part three of our Halloween nonsense show.
Yeah.
Part two, actually.
Much.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
you like that?
I do. So we're going to get back to it. Here's a track from the soundtrack of my favorite rom-com, Jeepers Creepers. It's an adorable movie. This one is called Jeepers Creepers by Echo 3. Peekaboo, that's what it's called.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, amazing. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Simone the Moan.
They went into the woods prepared to find death. What they found was a desecration of humanity at the site which trappers have often referred to as Coffin Rock. On top of the rock formation, the story of the torture inflicted upon these brave five men unfolded.
falls like a bird of doom as he ships and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. You don't have no self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.